It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
We are coming to you live.
Live.
From St. Elmo, Colorado.
That's right. We are up in the mountains and we decided we should do a podcast because it's, again, been too long. And we thought, what the better place to do it than right here live at the cabin?
There's nothing else to do. We don't have Wi-Fi. We don't have cell phone reception.
We barely have electricity.
Barely have electricity.
Yeah. So here we are. And Janice going for her drink.
No, I'm not. I was going to take a picture of us podcasting.
Oh, all right. That's
cool. Live from the cabin.
And then when we finally get Wi-Fi and can post this, it'll be good. Let's smile. Here, let me take one of you now.
No, I'm good. I don't have any makeup on.
All right. Okay.
You crazy?
Fine. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, this is day three.
Three.
This was the third day.
Being in the cabin, yeah.
Being at the cabin, we fished. You caught four fish and I caught zero. Good job. But it fed us tonight and you did really good. It was trout.
And thank you.
You marinated it in butter and garlic, and it was amazing.
Fresh garlic, and then I smothered it with lemon juice.
I forgot the lemon.
Lemon juice. Mm-hmm.
So good. And the only thing I did when we went fishing is the first night I fed the fish.
You were getting a lot of bites.
I just weren't
getting catches.
And I got lots of mosquito bites that first night. And then the second night, I got no bites
and no
on my line.
Bites.
No, I think I maybe got a couple more mosquito bites, but
I've never seen anybody's foot swell up like yours from
like
a mosquito bite.
My whole family, when I say my whole family, my dad, my mom, my brother and I, when I would get mosquito bites, like they would swell up. In Missouri, we had chiggers too, which were like the little annoying little bites that itch. But you knew when Janet got a mosquito bite because it would just swell. And it's not from itching or anything. It would just swell. And I wake up in the middle of the night, the last two nights, scratching because...
What about ticks? Have you found any ticks?
No. Have you been checking yourself for ticks?
I have not. But where did you... You saw something that said about ticks.
There was a tick. I don't know. It was at Walmart. The Walmart in Salida, Colorado has some interesting things.
They have a gold panning kit.
Right, because we're in Salida, Colorado. I guess that's a hobby here?
I guess so. I've never seen just like this box, this big giant box
we
of like...
We did not purchase that.
...stuff to go gold panning.
It's... Yeah. And they had like this tick thing right next to the gold panning thing. I forget. It was like the tick eliminator. And it was like a special way to pull ticks and prevent Lyme disease. But I'm pretty sure if a tick bites you that has Lyme disease, there's no way to prevent Lyme disease.
Oh, great. So if I already have a tick.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I don't know. I don't have Google, so I can't tell you. That's me just saying, don't get ticks.
Don't get ticks. And did you get ticks when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Mom would, like, check us and find them. And
behind your ears?
Yeah.
In your butt crack?
I don't recall the butt crack. Well, maybe. Oh.
Because ticks always try to go to, like, creases
Dark,
and crevices.
Dark, moist places.
Yeah. Like behind your ear or the back of your leg or... In your butt crack.
Behind your berry.
If you're a little boy, you'd always get them right between your little bitty... Boy, ball sack in your legs.
That's what I was saying. Your berries and twigs. You got to check your twigs and berries.
Yeah.
Have you checked your twigs and berries?
No, but after we record the podcast.
Goals.
I will check. And
something to do.
You can add to the very end of this. By the way, no ticks were found.
Yay. Update. Yeah, so we've had some fun. We've gone fishing. We've gone shooting. We went to the gun range today.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a 22 type of girl. But then I Googled and found that 22s are worthless, so I need to learn to be a 380. I don't like the kick. I didn't grow up with guns. So I'm sitting here at 30-something. And just now really getting into the gun world, thanks to you.
Uh-huh.
I do appreciate it. But, like, I don't know the difference. Like, I'm always forgetting, you know, like, how do you shoot this one? Is there a safety on this one? I feel like a freaking idiot. But when we go like every year to shoot,
we need to go more often.
Yeah. By the time we go back, I'm like, nur, nur, nur.
Well, today we took to the range. We took a 22 It's an Old West style 22.
I love it.
Six shot. My Smith & Wesson 380, which is what
hate
I
it.
Carry.
I hate it.
And then I just bought a new 9mm that you didn't like that either.
There's kick. There's too much kick.
And then we shot, also had my Springfield 40 caliber, which was the big one that you didn't like. So you fired one, and I saw you shake your head no after the first shot. Like, no.
There's too much kick. But I think that's part of being a gun person. You get used to that, and you enjoy that.
You kind of like the kick.
And I'm like, what would Miranda do?
What would Miranda do?
She'd probably like the kick.
What does she carry? You know...
I don't know. I've done really...
Out of all the stuff you know about Miranda, okay. You don't know what
so
gun...
So, you don't understand me. I have, like, this obsessiveness when it comes to these stars. So
oh, no, I...
It used to be Billy Ray.
Yeah, oh,
then
yeah,
it was Britney.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I could tell you Billy Ray's birthday. Our friend Greg and Aubrey, they're getting married on Billy Ray's birthday. And as soon as they told me their date, I was like, that's Billy Ray Cyrus' birthday. And Greg's like,
why?
No
like,
way.
Why do you know
he
that?
Googled.
And why
do you... So I don't know Miranda's birthday. I don't know what kind of weapons she carries.
But isn't that part of being obsessive?
An obsessive
that
person.
You,
I'm trying to
read?
Not be as obsessive.
Well, what are her cross pistols?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know, but
Even
I have
on
them
her,
on my body.
But you don't know
tattooed.
What you just said. But just give me a couple of Old West pistols that are crossed. And
I'm going to say they're 22s.
That are worthless.
I really like the 22. I wish it could be more powerful.
Well, the 22 is the chosen gun.
That's what you say.
Of mafia, because when you put it that when they do a close shot, like in the head, the bullet goes in there and bounces around.
But for self defense, if when you're asleep, I'm in bed, and an intruder breaks into our house, which hopefully will never ever happen.
Yeah.
A 22 to the head is probably not going to happen because they're going to be within like hopefully 20 yards before. So I can shoot them dead.
Yeah. But maybe you need to take one of those classes.
I just need an automatic handgun. Go boop, 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 boop. Do those exist?
Yeah, they do, but they're illegal.
Damn it.
Because that's what everybody's like. We need to outlaw automatic weapons.
Well
they are.
Well, if someone comes in my house.
We need to outlaw semi-automatic weapons. No, we don't.
So if someone comes in my house, I want to be able to have a handgun that goes boop, 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 boop.
That's what the home protection shotgun is for.
Oh, that's way too much kick. That would hurt.
What's in the box over there that I brought, but we didn't get to shoot it? I bought a new 12-gauge home protection shotgun.
Does that go boom, 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 boom?
Pretty much. You have to pump it. But the thing about a shotgun is you get that big giant blast. So, like,
so
if somebody's across.
All of our left friends have stopped listening at this point.
Oh, I guess so. Hi, Hank. Hi, Petra.
We love you.
We love you and your podcast.
I wonder if they hate guns.
I don't know. See,
they
I think
hate
that,
Trump.
Yes.
But that's okay. It's America. You can love, you can hate, whatever you want. You can love Miranda. You can hate Blake Shelton. You can love
Because you did both of those for a while.
Yes.
And what finally made you go, all right, I forgive you, Blake? Was because you realized Miranda was the bad one?
I don't know whose fault it was. I wasn't in the marriage. Because there's two people in a marriage, not three. And I was just really sad because I'm an old soul and I don't like change. So I just remember that day I was at work. The alert came on my phone.
That they were splitting up.
That their divorce was final. And there wasn't even like any word of them filing. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
And I went, because when Miranda first started dating Blake, I was like, what the hell? She's too pretty for him. Yeah.
Okay.
And now she's dating Anderson East, and I feel the same way. But guess what? I can deal.
He's gay, right?
No.
He just looks it?
Yes. He's a pretty
and
boy.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. If, you know, I'm just saying sometimes when a guy is too pretty, sorry.
He's been touring with Chris Stapleton.
Huh?
He's been touring with Chris Stapleton.
Really? Chris Stapleton's gay?
No. Dear Lord.
I like Chris Stapleton, but I don't think he's the savior that everybody, you know.
Well, it's just because he came out of nowhere. That's why they crowned him that. And he had a different sound. He wrote a lot of the bro country that you hate.
I know.
But his music He's like...
Well, he's from another band. Everybody keeps saying, oh, you should have heard him when he played with such and such band.
Yeah, I don't know that band. So I don't know any of this. I was really excited when I first heard Chris Stapleton. I'm like, Steve's going to love him. So I'm like, here, babe, you're going to love him. He's still that new crap. No, he's really not. Like, barely getting radio play.
Right. No, I understand that. But the song that they were trying to push was Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
Which was, to me, a bad version. It was bluesy. But I grew up listening to David Allen Coe's version of Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh.
David Allen. And then George Jones had a hit with it. And so did the guy that wrote it. The guy that writes all the songs for George Strait.
Don't have Google. I have no clue.
Anyway, there was three people that had done that song before him.
Right.
And so when I heard it, I'm like, oh, well, he's just, you know, covering an old song. What makes him special?
But the other songs he has are good. And I'm not a huge Chris Stapleton fan, but I thought you would like him. But you don't.
No.
So we're
I don't hate him. It's one of those. Now when we listen to music, she'll turn to me and she goes, do you hate it? I don't hate it. So that's.
I think you would like Brothers Osborne. They played the CMT Awards and I was like, their performance blew me away. Like, I'm like, whoa, they really like took the show, but you have no clue. Anyway, outside of going shooting and going fishing,
We've been to Salida a lot.
Salida. We've hung out with your dentist, which is also your friend, Dr. Stang and his wife, Pam.
Dang, Dr. Stang. I was one of Dr. Stang's first... Ooh, what's that crackle noise?
It's really loud. We got a fire going.
No, that's... You were opening a bag of cinnamon gummy bears.
The bag was already opened.
Okay.
Carry on,
anyway,
Dr. Stang.
I was one of Dr. Stang's first patients. When he opened his dentist practice, because he put out the flyers, you know, mm-hmm. You get the things like grand opening kind of thing.
Was before you did radio.
Yeah.
So did you pull him into the advertising world of radio?
Yes, and that was to have him on the air, you know, because you can't do payola, mm-hmm. And you can't do things, you know,
payola
where you can't get something done and give somebody free commercials.
Oh, you can't?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, you can't do that. And so I used to say on air, dang, Dr. Stang.
Just random.
That became, and even Kelly, my partner, if something was like, you know, wow, they got that ball game. The score was like 100-1. She'd be like, dang, Dr. Stang. It just became our way.
Oh.
It became our way of saying his name on the air.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And that was just it.
I got to meet Dr. Stang today.
Yeah. Dang,
Dr.
Stang.
First time. He's got good genetics. He looks very young for his age.
How do people do that? Is that just...
Genetics.
Genetics?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you.
You're sweet.
You look like you're 18.
Hmm.
When you have... I mean, 21. 18's creepy. You look like you're 21.
God bless America.
Uh-huh. But you don't think so anymore. I don't understand why you don't. To me, I see it that you definitely, you still got good skin. You don't, no wrinkles, but you're like, oh, I see it. Every picture I see, all I just see
is. I hate my selfies these days. Like, I took like 5 outside when you were trying to get the drone going.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about that in a minute.
And I deleted all of them.
Did you really?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
You just feeling down on yourself lately?
I am. I put on some weight over the last 7 years, and I just need to find my happy place again.
Where is your happy place? I thought it was with me. I thought we were happy.
It is. But you like food too damn much. You got to stop that shit.
Oh, I have to stop liking food so you lose weight. Okay.
Well, you're complaining about your weight all the time, too.
Well, I try all the time. I complain, but
as soon as you're hungry, we're driving down the road. Oh, corn dogs. Oh, cheese. Oh, hamburger. It's not. Oh, carrots. Oh, salad with no dressing. Oh, you know, you're like.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to.
It's hard, babe. It's hard. Let me go through the house, get rid of all the crap, and replace it with
nothing. How much have you put on?
I don't want to talk about numbers.
Well.
I'm back at close to my heaviest.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Back because you were like really depressed back then.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I remember you talked to me about
it. I'm getting there.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So you're gonna have to start smoking cigarettes and just drinking water.
No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I project my blame toward you, but it's my fault. I need to be more conscious. Yes.
Is it? Do you think it's part of your job? Is this because people that are listening can relate to if it's your cubicle lifestyle, or do you think it's something?
Yeah, because like I don't move. I sit down and I work and I type and I, you know, my Fitbit tells me you got 250 steps left this hour every hour, and I just sit there and go, "Pah! You don't have my workload, Fitbit. You don't have my workload." And, you know, and then I get home and I'm like, oh, eat. But I don't get home and, like, settle down. Even when you're traveling, I may not get home and settle down, get all the chores done until, like, 7:38. You shouldn't be eating after 7. You know, Oprah established that many years ago. And, yeah, I just need to find my happy place. I will. I ordered the State of
Thin. Slim?
Slim, yes. Which is supposed to be based off the healthy Colorado lifestyle. We'll see.
Well, good luck. And I don't want you to be mad at me about
this. I'm not
mad
at you.
Okay.
I'm mad at me.
Okay.
So anyway, so this cabin has a lot of old crap.
Right.
Books. There are artifacts.
Let's go back. The cabin is actually built in the 1880s. And so there is stuff in this cabin from that, like some of the artifacts that's on the walls.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is the magazines.
I found some magazines.
Books that have been collected over the years.
Books, yes. And I wanted to bring up these magazines because they're relatable. They're still relevant. I think they're like probably twice as expensive, maybe three times as expensive.
Give the date and the money. Cost.
So I have two In Touch magazines. One is from August 2007 and it was $1.99. Remember those days? Those were good days. The next one is from July 6, 2015, and it was $2.99. I bet it's like $3.99, $4.99 now.
You think it's going up like that?
Yes.
Wow.
And the funny thing is both In Touch.
They're almost 10 years apart.
Well, they are, it's 2007, 2015.
Okay.
Both of them talk about what went wrong, divorce announcement for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And the funny thing is they finally did get divorced. That's not funny. In 2017, right?
Yeah, they finally, boom. Because
yeah.
Brad's in love with Jen again.
See, Steve buys into this crap. This is why they're here. But I wanted to go through and I wanted to like see in the 2007 issue, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
No, let's do it. This be welcome to the time travel episode of Wrinkled Sheet.
I wanted to go through some, like as I flip through the pages, if this whatever topic, see if it's still relevant in 2017.
Okay.
And you'll be the judge.
Okay. Because the cover is definitely, almost everybody on the cover is still.
Yeah. So on the cover, we have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh.
You have Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. What? Read her headline.
Britney, what pushed her over the edge? Because she had her crazy meltdown in 2006.
Oh, was that it?
I think so.
All right. We might have to find out more about this.
Nicole Richie.
Mm-hmm. Now, she would be relevant now because she's in a new sitcom.
Yeah.
That this is, I think, really the first comeback stuff she's done recently.
Right.
I can't remember the name of the sitcom.
I can't either. Google is broken up here. Usher, who you haven't heard about in a while. Maybe. When I open up the cover, the first thing I see is Rihanna.
Oh.
She has a CoverGirl ad, and it says, check out Rihanna's new CD, Good Girl Gone Bad, in stores now. She's relevant still, right?
Yeah.
Then when I get to the table of contents, we have Britney, Brad, and Angelina. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Wasn't there divorced?
Bennifer.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I think so.
No, that was Ben and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. That was Bennifer, sorry.
But their divorce was finalized this year,
yeah.
too. Do you remember Slacker Cats from ABC Family?
I have no idea what Slacker Cats
yeah.
was. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Big full page ad.
Yeah, but they're not relevant anymore. Then you open up and you get, who is that? Who is that, babe?
I can't see it from there. Who is it?
I don't remember her name.
Oh, that is the girl that was married to Charlie Sheen. Denise Richards.
Denise Boom. Richards. But she's not relevant anymore.
Not really, no.
Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan has just signed on to a new British sitcom. She's actually coming back to TV in England.
So these are the hottest questions of the week, August 13th, 2007. Uh-huh. Is Lindsay beyond help? 63% of the people said yes.
Oh.
37% say no. Another question, I guess Nicole Richie was previously convicted of driving under the influence in 2003, which is 4 years before this magazine. And the question is, should a pregnant Nicole go to jail? 40% say yes, 60% say no.
Well, she should have to pay for her crime, but since she's pregnant, probably it's just be under, like, house arrest.
The next question, will Brad and Angelina still be together next summer? Dun, dun, dun.
I will say majority says no.
Yeah, and they're wrong because 2017, they made it 10 more years. So yes, 36% of the people said that they would still be together next summer, and 64% said no. The next and final question is, should Britney lose custody of her kids? And 59% of the people said yes, 41% said no.
And did she? I don't remember. You were
yeah,
obsessed with Britney.
She had to get her dad to be the conservator to get her kids back.
And how long did that go? Didn't that just recently stop?
No, it hasn't stopped.
Oh, it hasn't stopped?
No.
Oh.
There's no end date.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the top five stories everyone was talking about this week was number one, Lindsay Lohan falling off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Britney Spears' bizarre behavior. Number three, The Simpsons movie. Did you go see that?
I never saw that movie.
Me either. No. Number four, are Brad and Angelina going to split? And number five, Christina Aguilera's growing baby bump.
I don't remember even her being pregnant.
I know, right?
Who wore it better doesn't matter. That won't work on,
podcast. Look, there's Willie Nelson. What's he doing? He's meeting Sheryl Crow and her baby.
Oh. This is all 2007. We're still taking you on the time travel. Boob job. Who got a boob job? What's that about?
Where did their boobs go?
What?
It's the regression. So wait, the first one is, did Madonna get a boob job?
Okay, that's what
she was 48 10 years ago. That means she's 58 now.
So she really needs a boob job.
And then there's Anne Hathaway and Kelly Pickler who lost weight and their boobs shrank.
Where did their boobs go?
They lost weight, babe. They
lost weight. Then you can't lose weight, then, because you got to keep your boobs.
I don't have them even with
Well, then we got to talk boob job for the next...
Hamburger Helper. I haven't seen Hamburger Helper ads in a while.
I don't think I've seen them in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
The animated hand. Who's that with his finger in his mouth or whatever that is?
So there's a picture of David Hasselhoff. Has David forgotten whole episodes of Baywatch? And the answer is no.
Forgotten?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was he drunk when they were going on, or is he just...
After playing Lieutenant Mitchell or Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch for more than a decade, David Hasselhoff should have many fond memories of filming on the beaches of Southern California and Hawaii. However, the UK's Daily Record, is that even a publication anymore?
I don't think so. I don't recognize that one at all.
Well, they claim that the actor and America's Got Talent judge at the time had a memory lapse when it comes to his old series. I've seen episodes of Baywatch that I have no recollection of making, according to them. But this article says that is false. He remembers them all.
Unlike Matthew Perry, who apparently doesn't remember making all of Friends.
What?
Yeah. There was a thing I read not long ago that because of his drug and alcohol, there's like two or three seasons that he says he doesn't really remember doing.
Wow.
That's not just episodes. That's seasons. But remember we were watching the other night. We'll put a pause on the magazine for a second.
Yes.
But remember we were watching Friends the other night, and you go, watch this. This is the last episode of one season. And when it kicks in, he's going to be thin in the same shirt.
He's like 30 pounds lighter.
And it was.
Same shirt.
Because we were watching on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And so when it was over, it just me got to watch it quickly again. And it's like, the same shirt, only he's skinny. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, back to In Touch Magazine 2007.
So, the next article that we jump to is about Lindsay Lohan jumping off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Hollywood Speaks Out quotes. I want to focus on Donald Trump. there is a Donald Trump quote from 10 years ago.
About Lindsay Lohan?
About Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
And it says, find what you love doing other than drugs and alcohol. Work hard, stay focused, get a new set of parents. Then join me on Celebrity Apprentice, which is shooting soon. I'll keep you straight.
Good for the Donald.
Yeah.
Who else has
got there's a Baldwin. Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel, what
he's
did he
like
say?
The one that you don't hear about. Lindsay, call me. I have reached out to offer my services if she wants help. She's a beautiful woman. She's digging herself out of another hole. It's happened so soon after she got out.
Daniel is the one that's always been in and out of the trouble. He's the one that was on Dr. Drew. What was that show Dr. Drew had with like helping people with their habits and all that?
Dr. Drew? I don't know.
Really? Dr. Drew?
Mm-mm.
You know Dr. Drew.
I think I remember him, yes.
He and Adam Carolla had the sex talk show on MTV.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch MTV.
What?
I didn't have MTV.
What?
I know.
People listen to this going, you don't know who Dr. Drew is? You didn't have MTV? What?
I'm sorry. Look who's hooking up. That's the next headline. Kate gets flirty with Billy. Do you know which Kate they're talking about? Do you know which Billy they're talking about?
Kate Moss?
Nope.
Kate Blanchard?
No.
Blanchett?
So according to insiders, Kate Hudson is trying to make her ex-boyfriend Owen Wilson jealous by going on very visible dates with very eligible men. I don't remember when Kate Hudson dated Owen Wilson.
I don't either, but she's probably, is that the guy she did the movie with?
Yeah, that's who Billy is. As In Touch previously reported, Kate, who was 28 10 years ago, had a romantic dinner with Employee of the Month star Dax Shepard at Nobu in Malibu on July 13th. Kate was then cozying up to actor Billy Crudup, who split with Claire Danes last year during an intimate dinner on July 19th. And he is the one that starred with her in one of my favorite movies of all time, Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm. And she was dating Dax Shepard?
Mm-hmm. Or she went on a date with Dax Shepard.
Yeah. And he ended up marrying What's-Her-Face from that movie that I like, the Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes. Brody Jenner's in this magazine. You never hear about him. He is so irrelevant now. His mom took over the spotlight.
His mom.
Caitlin? Mom, dad? Dad, mom? What do you call it? You can't, it's not really dad anymore. Do you call it dad? Because it's a girl now?
Oh, Bruce. Yeah. Well, he's not part
he's
of the.
He's Brody Jenner. He's Bruce Jenner's son.
Right. I knew
he's
that.
He's not.
But he's not, he wasn't the Kardashian mom and Bruce.
No. Okay. He was before her.
Okay. So his dad, mom, and dad. Daddy, mom.
Yeah, what do you call it? Anyway, you don't hear about him anymore.
That's going to get us in trouble. That's going to get us letters, right? What do you call it?
I'm
so confused.
I don't know. Paris Hilton's in this magazine. You never
That's
hear
how old
her.
This magazine is.
And this is Paris the musical star.
Is this about her album when she was doing the...
I think so. It doesn't say anything about the songs that I remember. Paris's new film is like Moulin Rouge meets Rocky Horror Picture Show. Paris Hilton has been offered a role that would put her back behind bars. An insider says that the heiress, who was jailed for 23 days in June, met recently with the director of the hit musical Chicago and was offered a role of murderous jailbird Roxy Hart. The pal says she was asked to play the part for 8 weeks in New York and London, but had to turn it down because it conflicted with her shooting schedule for Repo, the genetic opera. What?
Huh.
Do you even remember that show?
No, I don't remember that. And my guess is they probably just thought about giving her that job.
Yeah.
And the publicist said, look, we could spin this to make it really good for you.
They have this section in this magazine called Seen and Heard. The first thing is, although it was lunchtime, Patrick Dempsey wanted pancakes and a side of fruit when he ate with a friend at his regular haunt, Hugo's Restaurant in West Hollywood, on July 24th. I don't know. I used to love these things.
And it doesn't matter to you anymore? That kind of stuff seems weird.
Well, it was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Like, what do you care what he...
Well, this stuff, by the time it would go to print now, it would be way, way irrelevant.
Because you'd already read about it on Twitter or Facebook.
2 weeks ago on Twitter. Jim Carrey claims he has no plans to wed again, but does girlfriend Jenny McCarthy agree? She bought a pile of bridal magazines at Ralph's Supermarket in Sherman Oaks on July 23rd. Bet she did that on purpose.
Hmm. And now she's married to...
Marky Mark.
Yeah. So this magazine is way... I wonder if... Do you think guys ever read an old magazine like this and go, look, this is when you were dating What's-His-Face. I hate it here.
I would hope not. If they do, they need to go to therapy. And then the last one, Tom Arnold, who you never hear anymore, drank ecstasy liqueur cocktails while sitting on Homer Simpson's lap at the Wonderful World Art Gallery in Culver City, California on July 19th.
Well, I want to know, where's the article? Flip to the article with Britney. I want to know more about, let's just, oh, look at that. What's that?
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav. Don't hear anything about him either. There it is, the breakdown.
So, if you watched the retelling of Britney's story that was not blessed by her people.
This was the movie you watched, right?
Yes. It would appear that this is after the shaving of the head, Kevin Federline thing, which happened in 2006. But let's see what's going on. So it's saying that she's not taking antidepressants. I wonder if Sam Lufty is in her life at this point. I'm scanning. I don't see anything about Sam Lufty, but I think that's when she started to go really crazy like this.
That's the guy that kind of made her more nuts, right?
Right. Like, he locked her away from everyone, and it was crazy. But this doesn't really say much. It just, there's lots of funny face pictures of her. There's a picture of her with champagne and lipstick all over her mouth. Yeah.
And that's the one with her pretty much out of shape picture over there?
Yep.
I don't mean to not be picky, but that's kind of what that's showing, that she's let herself completely go.
Yeah, it was the Gimme More album era. Yeah. But I feel like she's back. She's good now. Like, I saw her in Vegas in March, which was how many months ago? Four. And she looks amazing. Amazing. Her daddy's taking care of her again.
Her real daddy. That's taking care of her babies.
Well, no. Her daddy's taking care of her, and she's taking care of her babies. And then under Sexiest Summer Ever, we have, who is this?
Who is it?
It's Kim Kardashian, but I don't recognize her because her nose is different now.
Oh.
I'm like, it says Kim Kardashian. It says she recently posed for Playboy, but Kim Kardashian kept her best asset covered while sunning in Miami.
Was she already famous by this? I mean, like famous?
She's in here.
I know, but had she already done the show Going Now, or was this the sex tape, or was this just when she was still a friend of Paris?
I think it was after the sex tape.
Okay.
I do. I'm just guessing because I don't have Google. And then next you have Cameron Diaz, who you never hear about. Then Denise Richards again. Then Kate Walsh from Private Practice.
Yeah.
She's on here. And then you have a whole section of like six different photos of Paris Hilton.
That's when must have been when she was at her hot.
Yeah. Point. Mariah looking good.
Uh-huh.
Then Penelope Cruz, who you don't hear about a lot. And then who has the best body on the hills?
Did you watch that show?
I did not.
Okay.
61% prefer Adriana's body.
Uh-huh.
22% prefer Lauren Conrad.
Uh-huh.
And 17% prefer Heidi Montag, who's now pregnant with Spencer Pratt's baby.
What?
I know.
Where'd you hear that one?
Do you not follow them on Instagram?
No, I don't. I guess I need to.
She's got full baby bump now.
Really?
Yeah.
Full blown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a Desperate Housewives article. We loved that show, didn't we?
Yeah. All right. Keep turning.
Hayden Panettiere is proud of her upcoming pop rock CD, but she's not quite ready for everyone to hear it. So I'm like, no, I don't want Natalie Maines to hear it. I guess because she was afraid that Natalie Maines might judge her.
Why does she care about that?
I don't know.
At that point, the Dixie Chicks were already in trouble.
I don't know. She had love for Natalie Maines at the time. There's like a little picture of Natalie Maines to the point.
All right. Good. Turn that. Let's work through this as we can get to the next one.
NCIS.
That show's been on a long time.
We love that show. Oh my gosh, there's a whole page where you can text this number and download a Polly ringtone.
Oh, I remember when everybody was ringtone crazy?
Yes, I still do that, and I question myself.
But you don't do this stuff. No, you don't see these kind of ads in magazines
anymore. This was before Apple. Well, it probably wasn't before Apple. But, like, some of these songs are Alan Jackson, A Woman's Love, Amy Winehouse, Rehab, Aqua, Barbie Girl, Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats, Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry.
That's
Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around.
Is that the top 10, like, ringtones?
Montgomery Gentry, Lucky Man. Nickelback, Rockstar. That, like, and then Tracy Lawrence, Find Out Who Your Friends Are. Wow! There's a whole article about who's the strongest. It's parents, because they take the, like, the weight of the kid. Or multiple kids to see how much each parent's carrying. But I see Heidi Klum. I see Reese Witherspoon. I see Kelly Ripa. Gwen Stefani as a mama.
And how old does her kid be? This would be...
Well, Gwen was 37 at the time. And her kid was 14 months old.
And that
old.
Was 10 years ago?
I knew she was older.
How old is she now?
She's 47.
She's 47 now?
Yeah. And Blake is how old? I don't know, but not that old. News at a glance.
I thought the 47 is old. I don't want us to go like, ooh...
It's definitely not. News at a glance. It's a boy for Jenna Elfman. She gave birth to a boy on July 23rd. She and her husband, Bodie, named their 7-pound, 2-ounce boy, Story Elias. He's their first child. And we know they had two.
Two, because we listened to their podcast.
But it's been a while. They haven't had one in a while.
No, they do.
Oh.
They do the, we just don't get there, but they do those video podcasts now.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Kicking the Habit. Disney is the first film company to ban smoking in all of its films. Studio execs say that cigarettes, cigars, and pipes will no longer be lit on screen. Disney will also discourage smoking in movies from a Touchstone and Miramax units.
Again, news from 2007.
Yeah. And then lastly, the silver SUV that Britney Spears attacked
with an umbrella
in February is up for auction on eBay. Bidding on both the umbrella and the 2002 Ford Explorer started at $25,000.
Wonder how they got the umbrella. She just beat it and throw it down.
It was Kevin. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That's crazy.
What was the story behind that? Who was in the car?
Nobody was in the car, but Kevin Federline was fighting her for custody of her kids.
Yeah.
And she...
Just went outside and just decided to beat somebody's car with an umbrella?
I don't know if it was his. I don't know the details.
You're supposed to know. You're the groupie.
I don't know. Let's see. Now,
hairstyles.
Then blonde. ER actress Linda Cardellini's lightened locks washed out her creamy complexion in January when she celebrated at an NBC All-Star party. They're mentioning ER. And then she darkened her hair again.
Who's that down in the corner with the beard, no beard guy?
That is Santiago Cabrera. He was from Heroes.
No idea.
Yeah.
Did you watch Heroes? I didn't.
I did not.
Because wasn't that Hayden Panettiere's?
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, save the cheerleader, save the planet.
From friends to lovers, there's a top 10. We have Christina Aguilera and Jordan Bratman. I think that was her husband who she had her first kid with.
They're not together.
No.
Okay.
Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri. They're not together anymore. Heather Locklear and Dr. Peter Burns.
I have no idea.
Or no, Jack Wagner.
Oh, they're not together anymore.
They are not, no. Where's she at? You don't hear about her anymore. Ellen Pompeo and, let's see, Chris Ivory. I think they are still together.
Yes, she and her husband are still together.
That's great, from Grey's Anatomy. Zac Efron and Vanessa Ann Hudgens. No one calls her Vanessa Ann Hudgens anymore.
It's just Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
And they're not together.
No. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. Nope. These people you never hear about anymore. Evangeline Lilly and Dominic Mahamama. Ma.
Then that's why you never heard of him again, because nobody could pronounce the name.
Vanessa Minnillo and Nick Lachey, they're still together.
Are they?
I follow him on Instagram, yes. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they're still together.
Okay. Mm.
Well, we hear lots of rumors, but...
Right.
And then Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony.
They're not together.
No.
This whole magazine is about broken relationships.
Broken relationships. There's this whole, like, page where you can, like, buy things. And I remember buying something off of one of these pages, which was a replica of Britney Spears' engagement ring, and I still have it.
Really?
Remember, I used to wear it as a waitress.
And it came off like one of these pages in In Touch magazine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I sent like $20 off to some site.
Is that like the same people that you could buy the from Titanic, get the same necklace that was worn by the...
Mm-hmm. Yes. Posh. Victoria Beckham, I loved her. Like, when I had my short hair and I wear big glasses, as everyone knows, people would say I looked like her.
And now somebody goes, is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Somebody looked at what are your
someone should
pictures. Goes, is that Taylor Swift?
Ah, boy banders at home. We have Ella. This was 10 years ago. I would love to see them now. You have LFO's Rich Cronin. He was the cute blonde frontman. He looks a little bloated. You have Color Me Bad's Bryan Adams. You have 98 Degrees' Jeff Timmons. He actually looks better with age in this photo. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick. That's hilarious.
So they're trying to show in those pictures what then and now. Yeah. And that was 10 years ago.
I would love to see where they are now. Can you imagine? Yep, I'm just looking, and we're to the end.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher as a couple.
No longer together.
No longer together. Oh, let's do some quotes.
Okay, these are the back. This is the back page of quotes that they always were In Touch magazine. This is from 2007.
So, Matt Damon received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, while Ben Affleck received a free latte at Starbucks. After a customer paid for one and then forgot to pick it up. Score on both counts. That's from Michelle Collins. Do you know who Michelle Collins is? Okay. Drew Carey is the new host of The Price is Right. Now that he's the boss of Bob Barker's Beauties, there will be a strip plinko and all-you-can-eat showcase showdown. That's from Craig Ferguson. That's before Drew Carey lost all the weight.
Mm-hmm. I like Craig Ferguson. Too bad he lost his show.
Mm. The world's tallest man, who is almost 8 feet tall, was introduced to the world's smallest man, who's only 29 inches tall. Oh, look at this picture. The world's tallest man was thrilled and described the world's smallest man as delicious. And that's from Conan O'Brien. You got to see this picture, though.
Wow. It looks like a man holding a doll.
And then last but not least, from Jimmy Kimmel. Promises. The rehab center Lindsay Lohan just got out of announced that they're changing their name to Promises Schmamishes.
Who did that? That was Kimmel?
That was Jimmy Kimmel.
That's the best joke on the page.
Yeah, and now he's in charge of things. American Apparel has the very last ad in the magazine, and they're closed.
Are they completely out of business now?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, now let's get the other one.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we got about 15 minutes. So,
all right, the other one is from 2015, so it was only 2 years
ago. Right, and this is the same. First front page cover is...
Brad and Angelina.
Brad, what? Read the headline.
Brad and Angelina shocker, divorce announcement. How it all went wrong after 10 years.
Okay, and 2015, this was not right then either.
No. Yes. Oh, there's a Full House secrets, alcohol and drug binges exposed. Hold on, I gotta find this. Talk amongst yourselves, Steve.
I'm surprised. Well, I'm surprised you didn't already. That wasn't the first article that popped out to you when you.
It's like an inch long. Like, Miley's going crazy. We already know. Like, this is so relevant. Like, this is so, like, yesterday.
Well, 2015 seems like yesterday to everybody.
Yeah.
Especially to me. Tom, what's that? Tom's
Tom
not.
Tom and Katie.
Okay. They were already broke up by then. What's that one?
Brad and Angelina. Full House Secrets and Scandals.
Okay. Full House John? Secrets and Scandals.
This was right after John Stamos got his DUI. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he got his DUI on June 12th. And so now it talks about all the other issues. So Jodie, who played Stephanie, Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie, had her first drink at 14, smoked pot at 15, and by 2004 was using ecstasy, cocaine, and meth. You grow up very fast in business. I remember she had some drug issues. Candace Bergen, she's like the Christian-y one. She had an eating disorder. After 8 years as DJ Tanner, Candace struggled with bulimia following the show's 1995 finale. It wasn't a healthy way to deal with things, she says. David Coulier, now he's a married man, but in the early 2000s, Dave Coulier hit on barely legal girls at college bars. It was totally creepy, says a witness. They didn't want to hook up with Uncle Joey.
Says a witness. It was totally creepy. Says a witness.
Bob's jealousy. Danny and Jesse were close, but Bob Saget, 59. That means he's 69 now?
No, this is not the 10 years.
Oh,
this
yeah, that's right.
2 years ago.
So he's 61. Had a secret feud with John Stamos. He resented the attention that John got from the press and female fans. He spent many of the Full House years with a bruised ego. Mary-Kate and Ashley. When Ashley stepped out in New York City on June 17th, clutching her daily pill reminder container, it appeared as if the actress turned fashion mogul, who shared the role of Michelle with her twin, Mary-Kate, had a handle on her debilitating battle with Lyme disease, back to ticks.
And I'm going to go check my crotch for ticks now.
Okay, that sounds exciting. I want to wrap up this magazine. It has the last page. It has quotes from, it's called Laughs, Last Laughs from the night show hosts, I guess.
And this is what the magazine, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the first quote is, a New York ice cream parlor has unveiled Kanye West-inspired ice cream treats in honor of his 38th birthday. If you want one, just barge into the front of the line. And that's from Seth Meyers.
That's not very good.
Yeah, maybe it's the presenter.
No, go ahead. No, okay. That's a joke. As a comic myself, I can tell you that was not a good joke.
All right. Apple announced that this fall, new iPhones will require a 6-digit passcode. You hear that, hackers? Now, instead of typing 1234 to hack into my iPhone, you're going to need to have to type 123456.
And who did that one?
James Corden.
That's not horrible. I like him. Yeah, that's not a bad joke.
In his presidential announcement speech, Donald Trump pledged to become the greatest jobs president that God ever created. This from the man who coined the catchphrase, you're fired.
And who said that?
Conan O'Brien.
I don't know. Yeah.
Jaws is heading back to theaters for its 40th anniversary, but you can tell it's been updated because before eating swimmers, the shark asks if they contain any gluten.
Who did that one?
Jimmy Fallon.
Pretty bad.
Wow. And then the last one, Charlize Theron and Sean Penn have called off their engagement. She finally realized he wasn't just acting like an a-hole.
That's not a bad joke. Who did?
Warren Holstein? I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Well, that's what I found in the cabin, and I thought that would be worth sharing.
I like the fact
that Brad and Angelina are both.
Yeah. And were the stories still saying that they were having the same problems? I didn't read the story. I know. I thought that's what we were going to go to in that.
Sorry.
It was like, this article says this is what
they were wrong. They were wrong, but now they're apart, so they were finally right.
Right. But I was going to, but I see him.
But.
But what I was trying to say was in the 2007 one, what were they saying was the exact problems?
That they were having issues.
Right. But what were they saying
were
those facts?
No one cares. The fact was is that both magazines had the same article on the cover and
yes,
they were both wrong. That
right.
was, I don't want to dig deep.
Oh, I understand that. But I'm just saying, it would be interesting. No, I'm not going to do it because it's a podcast. I'm not going to fucking thumb through the thing. But you see, my point was saying, like, when the articles were written, were they written where these are the problems, and then later on, these are the exact same problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, was there even any in-depth
reporting? I don't have
reporting?
Answers for these questions.
You have no answer.
I don't even know why.
I'm talking, and you're shaking your head no.
Like, I don't. I just flipped through these magazines I found in the cabin. They're not mine. I didn't read them. I just found it interesting that they were 12 years apart, and...
The
same
cover.
Article.
All right. Well, We made it through another podcast.
Are we having fun on our vacation?
We're having fun on our vacation.
How many times have we had to restart the podcast?
Four times we had to actually stop and restart because the computer's messing up for whatever reason. I think might be time to buy a new laptop.
A new actual laptop instead of one from China?
No, those are pads. I've been buying tablets. I like the tablets, but I have not bought a new one. This was actually a Vista, remember?
HP Vista.
Yeah, and then I upgraded it to 10, and it has not performed perfectly as it should now that I've just stuck 10 on it.
That's how they get you.
Because all the stuff stopped working on it, too. Like, this had facial recognition on it.
Oh, I do remember you getting that.
That stopped working, and it had the finger touch.
And that stopped working.
That stopped working when 10 went on it. I'm like, so all the really cool stuff stopped working, and now the other programs
are basic stuff stopped working.
So that's very annoying.
That's how they get you. What kind of computer do you think you're going to get?
I don't know.
Are you going to bite the bullet and get an Apple?
I've thought about that because everybody says
they're amazing.
They're amazing. And since we're doing vlogs, everybody said you should be doing your editing on an Apple. So I don't know. Maybe I'll break down and do that. So, well, tell everybody how to find us.
You can find us on iTunes at Wrinkled Sheets. You can find us on YouTube at Wrinkled Sheets. You can find us on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets 1. We're at Gmail, Wrinkled Sheets 1. We're at Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. If you Google Wrinkled Sheets and it's a beautiful picture of Steve and another girl, that's me.
Another girl?
You know, there's lots. Like, if you Google Steve McGrew, like, Dolly Parton comes up long before I come into the
really?
Picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Google Wrinkled Sheets.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Please, if you enjoyed it, share it with your friends. Or go back and listen to some of the old ones and share those with your friends. Because we've been doing this now, like, 4 years. 4 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. It seems like we've been doing this forever.
We've been together 7 years. I thought we started earlier than that.
No.
Okay. No. Well, happy 4 years.
And I just can see you're getting tired.
I think it's 5 years.
I can see that you're sweet twisted tea. What are you drinking, by the way?
Twisted tea.
No, but what was the other one? You said, where's my water? What was that?
Oh, it's a spiked water. I haven't started drinking
What is
that.
A spiked water, by the way?
It's a seltzer water that has alcohol in it. I don't know how they do it. But they add alcohol to my spiked water.
I don't know how they do it. They added alcohol to my water.
Yummy.
All right, guys, we'll see ya.
Bye.